KO2CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina. On the frequency or by the station. Is there any formal traffic to the net installed? Is there any announcements or bulletins for the net installed KO4HKX? Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight we will be starting with our pre-net check-in. And first there is Mr. Richard, KC4PLD. He makes it. Then we've got Mr. John, KF4CKD. Got it on your path. Next we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WDD, out of Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Richard, KC4VGN, out of Greenville. Next we'd like to welcome Rebecca, N4UYB, out of Monroe, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Tony, N4DFM, out of Richmond, Virginia. Then we've got Mr. Mayo, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GSH, out of Ponte Gorda, Florida. Then we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Lee, N4CRV, out of Simpsonville. Next, we'd like to welcome Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home in Hendersonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, out of Table Rock. Then we've got Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. Then we've got Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, out of Traveler's Rest. Then we've got Mr. Jonathan, W0NS, and he is mobile in Pickens County. So, and let me refresh to make sure we don't have any new ones, and we do not. So that concludes our pre... And we do have an EchoLink station up now, so we'll pause right here and give EchoLink stations priority. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee, Hotel Yankee. It's Jim in Berea. Negative and negative.
All right, welcome, Mr. Jim. KO4YHY, and he makes his home down there in Berea. And Jim, good to hear you tonight, and thank you, sir, for stopping by. Now we've got another EchoLink station that just popped up, so we're going to give them priority. EchoLink stations only, EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX. All right, maybe he's having some trouble. Landon, if you can hear me, I'll come back to you here in a minute and give you another try. All right, with that, we'll move over to the RF, and tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha Thu Delta. Alpha Thu Delta, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise, and Annette, thanks for calling Annette tonight. Patrick, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net.
HKX. And Kilo Romeo 4 Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4 ACR. Terry and more. Negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
This is KO4 HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. To start us off here tonight, we've got Mr. Gary. That is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet, and just an all-around great guy. And he, KI4DOS, and he brings along his pretty little bride, Joy, K3JOY, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, I will pass along your message to Miss Elise, as long as you pass along
to Miss Joy that we said hello, and look forward to getting down there and visiting with y'all soon. Then we've got Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he is down there in Moore. And Terry, you sound like you've got the crud just like I do. I haven't been able to shake it this week, but I hope you're doing okay, and appreciate you checking in with us tonight. We will try again, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, please check in. Out of turn, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November Papa, landing the Echo Link, Liberty, in and out.
We would like to welcome Mr. Landon, KG4WNP, and he is down there in Liberty. And Landon, good to hear you. And thanks for stopping by. I was just getting ready to jump over there and check you in anyway, so don't worry about being out of turn. Appreciate you being here tonight. All right, with that, we will try again, Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-Minute Net. And with that long pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Canada, North Carolina. I will be negative and negative tonight, Patrick, and thanks. KO4HKX. Please check in KR4FNC, that's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November Charlie. My name is Rick, I'm in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX. On the net, please check in Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4EEE, Greg in Hendersonville. I'll be negative and negative tonight, and hope you get over that crud soon, Patrick.
KO4HKX on the Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, good to hear you. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KR4FNC, and he is down there in Simpsonville. And Rick, good to hear you, and thanks for stopping by, sir. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KR4EEE. He is over there in Hendersonville. He is just right across the hill from me, so he's practically my neighbor. But Greg, good to hear you. Hate you couldn't come out yesterday to help work the parade. We had an awesome time with it. And my sinuses were not bothering me until I sat down here to do this. I thought I was doing pretty good, but here we are. But we'll get through it. Appreciate you being here tonight. With that, we'll try again. Echo through Hotel, Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Call on the net, if you will, sir. Please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo. AK4HR. My name is Mike. My location is at home in Simpsonville tonight, Patrick. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on that.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-Meter Net. Steven, I see you over there. I'll be there in just a second. Let me recognize Mike here. We'd like to recognize Mr. Mike, AK4HR, and he is our one of our Saturday Night Net Controllers, the first Saturday of the month. He makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And Mike, good to hear you tonight. And sir, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And we're going to pause right here and give Echo Link Station priority. Echo Link Stations only. Echo Link Stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic, no table.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week. And thanks for coming by and checking in with me. I do appreciate each and every check-in. Look forward to hearing everybody every Sunday. with that, we'll move back over to the RF section with India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar And I am James up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, and it's where I'm going to be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
HKX. For HKX, please check in and out. Kilo Uniform Niner Juliet, KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net.
For HKX. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
KO4HKX on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO. Makes his home over there in Tuxedo. And James, it was good to see you yesterday. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV. He makes his home up there in Asheville, and he is our Monday night net controller. So I invite you to come back tomorrow night and give him a good dose of Rider's Cramp, and I'm sure you'll enjoy his net. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J. He makes his home over in Hendersonville. And Steve, good to hear you tonight. Thanks for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I hope you and Miss Donna have an awesome week. And it sounds like your voice is bothering you again. So I hope whatever that is, you get over it eventually. You've had it long enough now for sure. But appreciate you coming by and checking in with me tonight. I do look forward to hearing you every Sunday night checking in with me. All right. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima, please call KO4HKX.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, India Papa Bravo, KO4IPB. This is Paul over in Greenville. I'll be negative, negative. Appreciate it, Patrick, calling the net tonight. Have a good night.
I hope you and Miss Elise are doing fine, the family. Please check in, Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you so much for calling the net down there this evening, and I hope everybody has a great week coming up. We have no traffic, no comment.
KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Paul, KO4IPB, and he is down there in Greenville. And Paul, thank you for coming by also. Wouldn't be a net without everybody coming by and checking in. Appreciate you being here tonight. Then we've got Mr. Sid, W4IOE, and he makes his home up in Fletcher. And for those of you that don't know, Mr. Sid calls the Sunday night net at 8 o'clock over on the 146640 machine. That does have a tone of 91.5, and that is an awesome net to go be a part of. There are quite a few members in this list already today or this evening that check in over there with him, so it's a great group of guys and gals just enjoying the hobby. But Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have a great week. And it was good to see you at the Christmas dinner, even if it was on Zoom. I understand you can't get out like you used to or you want to, but I appreciate you putting in the effort and you and Miss Suzanne being there on the Zoom during the dinner. But I appreciate everything you do for the hobby. All right, with that, we're going to move along to Mike Dupapa. Mike Dupapa, please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in and out. N2NBYJ in Lake Lure. Just coming by and saying hello to you and everybody else on the net tonight. Sounds like you got a good group out here. Good seeing you yesterday at the parade, and I hope you and the family have a good week. Thanks for calling that.
This is KO4HKX in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. J, N2NVY, and he makes his home down there in Lake Lure, And Jay, you're sounding good in here tonight. Just had a little bit of snap, crackle, pop with it, but you made the trip fine. And yes, it was good to see everybody yesterday. Really enjoyed working the parade last night. Had a fun time doing it. And look forward to next year. But with that, I hope you and your family have a great week, and I hope Caleb gets his injury repaired there pretty quick. With that, we will try one more time. Mike to Papa. Mike to Papa, please call KO4HKX.
KX. Please check in. Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt, Western Cranwell County, VNAV Veneta 73, do you know the net?
This is KO4HKX on Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome our Wednesday night net controller in here. That is Mr. Matt, WG4MC. He makes his home down there in Greenville. Hey, Matt, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for coming by and checking in with me. And I invite you to come back Thursday night and check in with Mr. Matt and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. You'll enjoy that net. With that, we will move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. Nice to hear you tonight. Please check in 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative, negative, sir.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima Golf. KO4 Kilo D. This is Chris in Liberty. And I will be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4HKX. Patrick, would you please check in Whiskey 4 Sierra Bravo X-ray? That's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative.
Welcome, Mr. Tom. That's the N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, good to hear you tonight. And please tell Miss Bernice that Elise and I said hello. And sorry I got the phone call was so short earlier this week. I'll try again later this week. But good to hear you, and thanks for being there tonight. Then we've got to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG. He makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you. I hope you've been doing okay. Wish I could get down that way and visit with you. Maybe one day soon. Then we've got Mr. Brad, W4SBX, and he makes his home down there in Simpsonville. And good to hear you tonight, Brad. Hope you're having a good week. Then we'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That's Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, and they make their home down there in Easley. And Larry, I hope you have a good week, and you and Miss Rhonda stay warm. And I appreciate you being here tonight. And did you want to check your brothers in?
November 9, Tango Echo Charlie Randall in Asheville in Kilo Foxtrot 4 Golf Foxtrot. Charlie, Goose Creek. I think I said that right. Anyway, yeah, thanks, Patrick, for reminding me. Have a good evening, KC4SKD.
This is KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Randall, N9TEC, and Mr. Randall's in Asheville. Sorry, I'm getting ahead of myself. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Charles, KF4GGF, and he makes his home down there in Goose Creek. And I can't even talk now. But Larry, good to hear you, and I hope you and Miss Rhonda have an awesome week. And thanks for bringing your brothers in here. Do appreciate that, and I hope they have a great week also.
Then we'll try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. With that long pause, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, hello to you and Elise and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Cleveland. No traffic, but I'll be around for a comment.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4, to be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela. We're both here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
KX. Everybody on the net, could you please check in KQ4YOO? That's Kilo Quebec 4, Yankee Oscar Oscar, Clint in Honeopath, and I'll be negative and negative. KO4HKX in our Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome my good friend Shane, N4ZLK. He's down there in Cleveland. And Shane, I got you down for comments. I'll be back around shortly. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB. And he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. And they made their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Angela have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Clint, KQ4YOO, and he is down there in Honeopath. And Clint, good to hear you tonight. And sir, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. It is my pleasure to check you in. All right, with that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu, uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Control. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey, Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KO4WTQ. And he makes his home down there in Greer. And Greg, good to hear you tonight. And thank you, sir, for stopping by and checking in with us. All righty. With that, we'll move over here. We'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. We'd like to welcome Mr. Jack, KJ4BKI. He's down there in Rock Hill. And Jack, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate that. And you make number 50 on my list tonight. So I appreciate you being there. With that, we'll see if we can get any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net. With our thanks for check-ins, all stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And tonight, we've got Mr. Shane first on the stump. N4ZLK, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, N4ZLK. Hey, Patrick. I hope you're well tonight. Sounds like you need a good mug of hot tea. That would cure you right up.
Boy, I might take you up on that glass of hot tea.
Beth just told me I sound so Southern. Anyway, it will cure you. Good cup of hot tea to make you feel better with some honey in it. No lemon, though. I'm not big on the honey and lemon, so some people drink it that way. Anyway, I heard you were working at the Christmas parade up there yesterday. How did that go?
We had a good time. Nobody got heated, so it was nice and cool and had a wonderful time spending the day with people out in the Christmas spirit. So we had a great time. Everything went smooth. I couldn't ask for things to go any better.
Well, that's good. I don't know that we're going to make a Christmas parade this year. I know they used to have one in Pumpkintown years ago. I don't think they do that anymore. I did notice on Facebook, I think there was a little gathering. There's a little area in a field on private property that they put a Christmas tree up every year. and it's starting to be a big event. They start inviting people out there now, and it looked like they had a pretty good number of people out there for the lighting of that little Christmas tree. So, anyway, we're doing good over here. I finally got the Christmas tree up today, got the lights on it. Beth will decorate it here in the next day or two. But finally got that up, and it's starting to look a little Christmassy in the house now.
We've had ours up since the day after Thanksgiving. That's when our son and his wife come down, and we all decorate the tree together. And so we had a good time doing that. And I'm assuming Miss Beth's feeling better since she's getting into Christmas spirit and getting things put like they should have been around the house a couple of days ago, or probably a week or better ago.
Well, I know she can hear me. One good sign that she's feeling better is she's making fun of me out there. So, yeah, she's doing a lot better. She's doing much better. And I'm very glad for that she's back up and now she can take care of me. So, that's kind of missed that last week. I had to do everything myself.
It's an everyday job, isn't it?
Ending job there, Patrick.
I'm sure. And I'm sure she's in there cackling if she's listening to the two of us. But I'm glad she's feeling better. And I think I heard you say that one of your daughters had got sick after coming for Thanksgiving or picked up something.
Yeah, Ethan and Abby and all the kids got some kind of virus, probably the flu. They were all down most of the week. I think one of the granddaughters is still feeling a little poorly. And Gabrielle's had something, but not nearly as bad, and we're thankful for that. So she, I think she just had some congestion and a headache for a day, but I think she's doing a lot better.
Good to hear. I'm glad everybody is getting over it. I don't know. I've had this sinus junk for about a week and a half, 2 weeks now. I think I'm over it, and then it comes back. Like this evening, hadn't bothered me all day until I sit down here in front of the computer to call the net. Just comes by to aggravate me and just make my life miserable, I guess.
Or is that okay? Yep, that's what it does. And it usually happens at the most inconvenient times. And generally at nighttime, if you've got something going on, you start to feel a little worse as the evening wears on. But anyway, I hope you get over it soon. I hope Elise and your son and his wife are doing well.
For HKX and the Blues Tumor Net, everybody on my side is doing great. I'm doing the worst out of everybody with the sinus problem here. So we're counting our blessings if that's the worst we have to deal with.
Could be a lot worse going on, I'm sure, as we all know. Anyway, Patrick, that's all. Just wanted to say hello. I haven't talked to you in a while. Thank you for calling the net, as always, and hope to talk to you further on this week. I'm sure we will. You have a good weekend, rest of the weekend, and hope you feel better. Make a cup of tea. It'll guarantee you to work. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.
Good to hear you, and please give the best to your family and Miss Beth that she's feeling better. And I appreciate you coming by and hanging out with me for a few minutes. I always enjoy our conversations. And I miss being able to get on the radio during the day like we used to. I know I listen a lot during the day. I can't talk, especially now that I am supposed to be teaching. I do try to listen from time to time, though. I do miss that. But good to hear you tonight, and I'm glad everybody's doing better, and I appreciate you being here tonight. All right, with that, we will try again and see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu, please call KO4HKX. All righty, don't seem like we got any more check-ins, but I'll try one more time. If I missed anyone for comments or check-ins, please call KO4HKX. Honey, I invite you back tomorrow night. Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, will be calling the net. And I know you will enjoy his net. It's always a good one. And appreciate you being here tonight. I want to say thank you for everybody coming by and checking in and spending your evening with me. I do I appreciate that, and I don't take it lightly. But I will send my net report, and I will return shortly. So for HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3, and good night to all.
ZLK, KI4LZI.
ZLK, hey Andy.
Certain of this, but I thought I saw that out in the town of Pickens here 2 or 3 days ago. I thought I saw out there where they was saying out there was going to be a Christmas parade out there on the 12th. You might want to check that out just to be certain of it, but I thought that's what I saw.
Thank you, Andy. I think I did see something about a parade. I didn't catch the date. So I will look that up in Pickens. I do remember that, though.
Just caught out of the corner of my eye. That's why I'm telling you to verify it, you know, because my date on that might have been wrong, but I thought it was the 12th. And as far as this at Pumpkin Town goes, you just told me about something I never knew happened down here.
The reason I know is that several years ago, before we moved out this way, I was delivering to a company, and I had a customer that she lived out this way, and she said that she would ride horses in the, she had a couple of horses, and she would ride them in the Pumpkin Town Christmas Parade. They would go up, I guess come down Highway 8 there, go through Pumpkin Town.
Was just informed that was another fella, Ham. I don't remember his call sign, because I never hear him on the air, but was his last name Youngblood?
So this, if you're talking about who told me about the parade in Pumpkin Town, no, this was a customer that I delivered to with UPS. She worked downtown Greenville.
Wondering if one sponsoring the parade was Youngblood. My sister told me that someone who lives up here, he's got a general class license, but I never hear him on the air anywhere, and he owns land down below us here, and my sister told me that at one time he was sponsoring a Christmas parade down there. I didn't even know it.
Very possible, but this was before we moved out here, so I didn't know anybody and didn't really know anything going on. I mean, I drive through the area going fishing and going up to North Carolina, but didn't know anybody in the area at that time, so I'm not sure. It's very possible it was him.
Well, I wasn't even aware that he had done it, but it's certainly a possibility. That's just like the pumpkin festival that our group over here used to do years and decades ago. COVID finally put an end to it.
I think we need to get some stuff going again. I know the fire department has something, fall festival, out there near Table Rock. I hear it draws a pretty good crowd.
Thing about the pumpkin festival out here, they got so large that we was running out of places to park people. It was getting to be such a big thing, and then that started occurring. We didn't have enough parking, then COVID come along, and that pretty much, I think, for the most part, shut the county part down in it.
Festival?
Over there at the community building, and oh boy, I can't remember that other place. Up at Illinois Church, because I know I used to work some of it right there at the church, parking people that you had wheelchair things and all of those empty fields up through there, and down there near where 135 comes into the other road down there, all that used to be parking when it was held. But there got to being so many people that parking was getting to be a problem. Then COVID come along, and that pretty well done it.
I remember we first moved out here 2017, the end of 2017. I don't remember if it was that year or the following year, but I remember seeing a bunch of no parking signs and yellow caution tape all along 135 there to get trying to stop people from parking in other people's yards. I think that's what it was. So, but I hadn't seen it the last several years, so you're probably right on that, Andy.
Well, see, when I first got my tech license and got involved out here with the communications group, let's see, I got the tech in 05, 06. That was the first Pumpkin Fest where I worked over there. And until, like I said, the COVID thing, it was going pretty good, but there was the issue of parking, getting to wasn't enough parking, and COVID come along, and they kind of, because the county used to be involved in that, too, and they kind of let it slide.
Yeah, sounds like it. I know they have a music thing on Friday nights there at the Illinois Community Center. I've been meaning to go to that. Couldn't do it while I was working, and now I forget about it. I'm going to have to check it out. I guess they still do it every Friday night. Do you know?
Honest, the only reason I knew for certain about the Pumpkin Fest was because I was involved in it, being with the communications group. I'm not involved with that down there concerning that. I guess they do, but I can't say it for certain.
Well, I may just have to go by there and check it out one time, one Friday night, trying to remember to go by there. Anyway, Andy, good to hear you tonight. Hope you have a good night. I'm going to shut the radio down and head off to bed. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the call, KI4LZI and 4ZLK.
Yeah, when you said that about a Christmas thing here in Pumpkin Town, Youngblood's done all kinds of things down here that even I haven't been aware of. So, because he works for Duke Power, and he does pretty good as far as finances go. So, N4ZLK, KI4LZI.